Episode 1637, Make Your Mark.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you enjoyed the 4th of July celebration, family and friends. And if you're somewhere else and you didn't have a chance to celebrate, or you're not from the United States, guess what? That's okay. We all need an excuse to celebrate. So why not just celebrate because you are alive and breathing? Today is Confessions of an Upset Mama. It's time to make your mark. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, today I just wanted to take a moment and put a little whisper in your ear, kind of some food for thought when it comes to a parent sharing her experiences. And also, it's been a really long week. We're getting ready to go on vacation. Yes, we are hitting the beach. And I thought, you know what? I just want to give a little spice today. And that spice is what you do daily impacts the world you touch. Make your mark. You are a living legacy. Live, love, impact. Go beyond just going through the motions. How much of your day is spent just going through the motions? Well, I was reminded yesterday, celebrating the 4th. I just love it. It's always so much fun. And maybe it's just because I truly am a kid at heart. I am just so childlike. Doesn't matter my age. I'm like 5 years old. I can be 12 years old. I just kind of fall back into it. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm wowed every time. I hope that my kids see that in me because I want them to always have that childlike perspective. You see, the fireworks always catch my attention. I'm fascinated by the shapes, the colors, how they illuminate when they're ignited, what happens, the initial sound that comes up. And then when I actually see a light versus the sound, I analyze, I look at it, I am inspired by it all. I love seeing fireworks live when I'm actually present and I can see them with my own eyes. I also like watching them on TV. It's fascinating. They just catch my attention. And then they hold my attention. It's that brightness that grabs me. Make your mark. Yet, when you make your mark, what happens? It leads you a step further. You can leave your mark after you make your mark. That's your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. When you make your mark, leave your mark. Your children are always 100% watching. They're not going to tell you, but they are. They're taking note of what you are doing. You see, your actions have influence, and with influence comes motivation. You're either helping to build them up or tearing them down. You're either moving forward or going backwards. Which are you doing in your family? Now, that's a pretty serious question, but I want you to ponder that over the next few days. Think about the words that you use, your vocabulary, your tone of voice. Everything that you do, the way you walk, how you carry yourself. Do you have good posture? Or are you one who just kind of walks around just, whatever happens, happens. Children read into that. And it doesn't matter the age of your children. If you have adult children, they're reading into that. Oh, maybe mom is not so confident. She sort of tries to speak like she is, but she doesn't act like she is. Your actions have influence. Make your mark. Leave your mark. I have a good friend, mentor, coach, colleague, you name it. a Christian woman who is absolutely incredible, and I've known her now for years. And in watching her grow and expand both in her personal life and her professional life is incredible. And one thing she does every single morning is she reads her obituary. Now, actually, she doesn't read it. She has recorded it and then it's read to her, but it's in her voice reading her obituary. Now, I know immediately you're going, whoa, that's kind of morbid. That's kind of weird. Maybe I'm going to turn this off. No, no, no. Don't turn me off yet. Hold on. I want you to hear this to the end. You got to make your mark. And for her, it's a reminder that this is what I am accomplishing. By every step I take, this eventually is what will be said about me. Now, that is what she wants, her desire. And it's very in-depth and it's very personal. I mean, think about that. If you were to write your obituary, it's pretty, well, yeah, kind of maybe morbid, kind of weird too, all at the same time, because you're like, wait, but I'm alive and I'm writing something that when I'm supposed to be gone. My whole point is this. When you make your mark, you leave your mark. You do not have to wait until you're dead to leave a legacy. You are a living legacy right now. And most of us talk about, oh yeah, the whole thing of the obituary. What are people going to say about me when I'm gone? What are people going to say about you when they turn the corner today? What are your children going to say about you when they eventually go back to school? Can you believe it? We're like a month and a blink away. I know, it's kind of crazy, isn't it? My kids are already talking about it. They're like, Mom, can we slow down time? I said, oh, I sure wish I could, but I don't have that power. Make your mark. Leave your mark. You are a living legacy. And as I was watching the fireworks, both in person and then I also watched some on TV, because again, I love it. It's my childlike heart. I'm all over things like that. And I was watching how different they were this year, the colors, and how certain ones, like the spiders, where they kind of go from, they start from the middle and then they expand out and they just kind of twinkle down. It's so gorgeous. And then they have bright white ones, and then they're kind of an amber, and then sometimes they have colorful ones, and they have those star ones, then they have those shape ones, you know, those cute little hearts that show up. And oh, if you're with your spouse, you're like, oh, isn't that sweet? And you look at each other all googly eyes, right? Okay, maybe that's pressing your luck a little bit too much on a celebration, but make your mark, leave your mark. You see, when those fireworks go off, whether it's the first initial light that you see or a sound that's made, there's something to follow it, right? And when it follows it, maybe it's that twinkling down, like falling stars coming down, but it's lots of them and you can see the pattern of them. And then all of a sudden it goes dark, as if silence happens. But maybe there's one little spark left and at the end it goes poof. Make your mark. Leave your mark. You are a living legacy. What you do today impacts today. Think about that. You don't have to wait until you're gone. You don't have to wait for someone to write your obituary to feel incredible about who you are. God made you on purpose for a purpose. Maybe you don't have this parenting thing all figured out. Maybe you're like, I don't really feel like a leader in my household. You are. You are in leadership. You are a leader in your household. You are a leader in your career. You are a leader in your community. But we forget to think of ourselves as a leader when it comes to being a parent. But leaders, what? They lead people, right? A direction. And so what do you do when you lead someone? You make your mark and you leave your mark. It's that living legacy. How are you leaving your mark on your family? What are you doing? Are you always fussy? Are you always kind of yelling and just grouchy? You have this kind of grumble to your tone. Everybody's kind of walking on eggshells. Now, I get it. Sometimes you have moments like those, and sometimes you have maybe sprinkles of seasons, meaning that let's say there's something that happened unexpectedly. Maybe it's a tragedy or an accident, just something very stressful that brings about kind of this, oh my gosh, this tension. Okay, it may last longer than a moment, but eventually what, it goes away. It doesn't prolong itself. What I'm talking about here is when you have this grumble and this tone, this edginess that goes on day after day after day, week after week after week, month after month after month, that's not something that's normal. We begin to have that as what? A habit. And that puts our family on edge. It puts our children on the edge. How are you living your legacy now, today? Make your mark. Leave your mark. It's not easy. I mess up so much. I really do. And there are some moments that I get spot on awesome. And I'm like, yes, one up for mom. I got this. And I feel like, yeah, I got to put it on my scoreboard. But then another time comes around. I'm like, oh, man, I got to take 5 points away because I really screwed that up. You don't have to keep track as to whether or not you're doing right or wrong. But it does allow you to put it in perspective. Something so simple. Make your mark, leave your mark. You are an influencer. And the people that you're influencing are the ones closest to you right now. That's your family. You have a living legacy. Are you just going through the motions? Or are you that firework that grabs attention, yet at the same time, comforts, nurtures, helps inspire, encourages, lifts up, all of that from just a simple firework? Make your mark, leave your mark. I know it's not easy parenting. I get it. My children have gone through so many different stages. We're beginning now to go into a few other stages, which is very exciting. We're planning for a wedding and we're all headed off to the beach here in the next day or so. And so you'll get to hear me on the road, which I know is always fun. No telling what adventure I will bring to you next. But I know that all of these times that we spend together and that we focus on things, it's all about the impressionable children that you have. Anyone that knows you is impacted by you. You have the opportunity to influence somebody. Let me give you an example real quick. We went to good old Walmart. And believe it or not, yes, on the 4th of July, the last place I wanted to be was Walmart, but we wanted to go there. The kids did. I was like, fine, we'll go there, grab whatever you wanted, and we'll be done. Well, it was funny because we were just having fun. We were looking at some games. We wanted to take some games with us to the beach and add kind of to our repertoire of what we would do when we had downtime. We get to the checkout line, and there's this cute young lady behind the cash register. She couldn't be any older than like 21, 22 max. And that's probably really giving her a few years on her. So she was young, so sweet. Anyway, my eventually soon to be son-in-law, my daughter's fiance, we were just having fun and we were talking and he was singing and, you know, it's the 4th of July, he's in the National Guard. So it's just a very uplifting time being together. And, you know, we're always a party. It doesn't matter what's going on. We're always a party. Well, as we're checking out, there's this eagle that's sitting behind the gal who's checking us out. And I was like, wait a minute, does it say something? Because it says press here. And she goes, yeah, it does. And so she pressed it. Well, my daughter was like, oh, hun, you're going to need that for your motorcycle. It just needs to ride on the back and you can have it. Well, then she pressed it. And now I don't even remember what the song is. And all of a sudden he started singing with it. And the girl, she was so funny. She just looked at us and she laughed. And I said, I know, now you probably wish we weren't here and we weren't your customer. She goes, oh, no. She goes, I really am enjoying this. You could tell her heart was touched. We were just being silly. We were being ourselves, but we were being friendly and kind and personable. That made an impression upon her. She's not even part of our family yet. She was impressionable. And so I'm just wanting you to understand and think, because we don't think. Why? Because we're too busy. We've got too many things on our minds. So right now, because I have you right now listening, make your mark, leave your mark. People are listening. People are watching you. God created you on purpose for a purpose, a greater purpose. You have greatness in your lineage. So don't back away, but step into, make your mark, leave your mark. So as you go into this weekend and into the next week, really ponder, how am I doing when it comes to my living legacy? Am I that grumbler? Am I that one that's like, I really don't want to be around mom very much because she just isn't very fun? Or are you one who inspires and lifts up? Are you one who nurtures and consoles? Are you one who loves unconditionally? I promise you, when you begin to recognize those little things, oh, little ears will perk up. Little eyes will watch even more carefully. And those in the world that you touch will draw even closer to you. So go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a joyous weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.